I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny and warm today. Expect a high near 91 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner is attempting to frame the debate heading into today's special session of the Illinois General Assembly. Brian Mackey has the latest.
Rauner delivered a video message last night from the old state capitol. It lasted 3 minutes and was timed so it could be carried live on the evening news.
Right now, our state is in real crisis. And the actions we take in the days ahead will determine how history remembers us.
Rauner outlined what he's demanding from the special session, namely legislators taking up his economic agenda, then sending him a budget. Democrats say they've tried to meet Republicans partway on that, but the governor has said not good enough. And since Rauner has made his agenda a precondition for negotiating on the budget, both parties are pretty much exactly where they've been for 2 years of stalemate. I'm Brian Mackey.
SIUC's interim chancellor says the staff cuts made earlier this month should be enough to finish this budget year and carry the school into the next. Brad Caldwell says rumors of a second wave of layoffs and cutbacks aren't true.
Now, I'm not going to say, you know, never, because I don't know exactly what the budget will be. But at this time, no, we're not looking. There is not a planned round two of cuts to staff at this point.
But Caldwell says things could change if state lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner can't come to an agreement. He says that's true all over the state. Rauner called the legislature back for special session starting today. Caldwell says he hopes they can reach a compromise before June 30th. People who earn minimum wage are finding it harder and harder to afford rent in Illinois. A new study shows even in the cheapest parts of the state, the average rent can force those making minimum wage to spend half their income or more on housing. Those who can't make that payment often wind up homeless. Bob Palmer is with Housing Action Illinois. He says the situation has worsened since the foreclosure crisis.
There's been an uptick in the percentage of all households who are renters, and that's essentially kind of created more competition for rental units.
And with more demand, rental prices have gone up. Palmer says President Trump's budget could add to the problem with proposed cuts to rental assistance programs. His group is also calling for a minimum wage increase in Illinois. As temperatures and humidity are going up, the Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding people about the warning signs of heat-related illness. There are two main concerns. One is heat exhaustion, which is marked by heavy sweating, clammy skin, and weakness. Public Health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says in this case, you should lie down, loosen clothing, and apply cool, wet cloths to your body and sip water.
Heat stroke is a bit more serious. It includes symptoms such as a high body temperature above 103 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll have hot skin. It can be either dry or moist.
And heat stroke can be deadly. If someone has that, you should call 911. I'm Jennifer Fuller.